This is a dictation for Mr. Willie Raines, Willie Raines, Data Service 3-7-2023. Date of accident is 8-18-2022. Date of birth is 5-14-1978. Mr. Willie Raines is a victim of an automobile accident, and he was rear-ended and T-boned at the same time on the driver's side, and leading to head injury with a history of TBI, including loss of memory, confusion, lack of focus, forgetfulness, blurred vision, as well as pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back with radiation to both arms and also both legs. In addition, patients started having pain in both shoulders, both hips, and the right knee, and the knee has been popping out. The patient has seen Dr. Sam Hayake, who is an orthopedic surgeon, and yes, Dr. Oppenheimer, who is a spine specialist, as a consultation that patient went to visit. Patient complains of anxiety as well as pain is from 4 to 6, difficulty in sleeping 1 or 2 hours only, as well as ability to walk for only 2 blocks. Patient reports that he has had a IME on February 27th, and at this time only work is affected 7th, as well as enjoyment of life is affected 7th. Patient reports 20% improvement in the pain level. In the system review, positive symptoms are headaches, weakness, difficulty sleeping, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, limited range of motion, pins and needle, numbness, sciatica, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, elbow pain, wrist pain, hand pain, hip pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. Rest of the system review is negative. No, nothing in GI, GU, respiratory. There are no additional pain is the same. No changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, I believe. And substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance. Blood pressure is physical examination. The blood pressure is 178/112. Pulse is 66. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of 131/2023, dictation number 0201-035. The plan is as follows. The patient has radiation of pain from the neck to the left arm posteriorly and anteriorly, involving all the 5 fingers, as well as in the left leg posteriorly only. And MRIs have been now made available, and it is found that the patient has bulging disc and ligamentum filament thickening of L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1. And leading to moderate neural foramen and narrowing and facet hypertrophy with a bulging disc. In the cervical spine, the patient has a herniated disc at C5-6, C6-7, as well as facet hypertrophy in C3-4, 4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. It appears that patient has a MRI for the shoulder, and there is a supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing involving the anterior one-third fibers of intraspinatus tendon, moderate AC joint osteoarthritis, and mild tenosynovitis of extra-articular biceps tendon. MRI for the knee is also available, and it shows there is an attenuation of the superior anterior cruciate ligament fibers with increased signal, and it could have been from a previous tear. Otherwise, intact cruciate ligaments and collateral ligaments, no meniscus tear, and grade 4 patellofemoral chondrosis, small collapse, popliteal fossa. It appears that the patient may require surgical consultation, and also possible injection intra-articular could help. It's been advised to try liquid collagen with calcium, magnesium, and physical therapy, ACE bandage, and a knee brace for the knee area. I will review the IME exam, which was done on February 27th, once available, and will suggest further care for him. So the physical therapy is ordered two times a week, and his physical examination was the same from previous visit, 131-2023. Dictation number was 0201-035. And basically, patient will remain disabled for work and housework services, and he will be brought back in 10 days' time for injection treatment consisting of lumbar epidural and sacroiliac joint bilateral and a shoulder and knee joint injection. He's provided with the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ortran 100 mg at night, Xanax 0.5 mg at night for relaxation, and Zoloft for anxiety. The patient is otherwise stable. He'll be seen for follow-up visit in 30 days' time. He's continuing his chiropractic care, and he also was referred to primary care physician for management of his blood pressure. Thank you.